Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. Tune in for entertainment scoop of the week.
Oh yes, Umzansi Stellaville is filled with flavor.
But you know that re o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje,
because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Chisa!
My name is Sine Supashraiva, Times Live reporter, and I'll be joined by Chisa Live entertainment reporter Khumutso Mkhanedi and lifestyle digital editor Tango Ndwasa, and giving you the top entertainment news of this week. Let's get into it. After much controversy surrounding the Miss SA pageant, Mia LaRue was all smiles on Saturday as she was named as the winner. Tango was there to cover it live for Times Live Sunday Times. Please give us, how was it? Take us through that moment when she was crowned.
Yeah. No, look, it was amazing. I won't lie. It was quite a highly contested year this year. A lot of drama off and on the stage. Just if you are watching like the crown chases, you could see that the top three girls were the ones most likely to do this. You had Una Lina, who had like high number of wins. I think she had the highest number of wins on crown chases. Right behind her was Umiya. And then third place was Nompumelelo was the highest winner. Then Unalina had the highest top three placements. And I mean, these are the girls who were definitely going to be in that top three. They were definitely going to, one of them was going to be the queen. And I think if anyone was to take it in terms of what we say as a country, definitely Umiya LaRue.
Yeah. A lot of people are also vying for Nompumelelo. Why do you think that is?
She absolutely bodied the competition. You know, just watching Ukraine chases, getting to know these girls and what they can do. That walk, the fashion, her ability to just get on the job and kick ass. Like, I'm sorry for excuse my French. But it was amazing just watching her get in there and win week to week almost. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but why do you think the judges eventually went with Mia? I saw that powerful moment there when Wanang was trying to speak to her on the stage. We're not used to those things. And then she was like indicating to her that I can't hear you.
You know what? I'm going to have a controversial opinion here, because Mia had there was a prompter at all times. So if you notice, Wanang does actually say, Mia, there's your prompter. There's the question, so answer it. So I do personally think Mia took an advantage of that situation. They're like, hey, listen, let me answer my question. Let me take some time, because we saw how it did with Una. That question was quite a tricky one for the girls.
Okay.
But outside of that, I think I think she's stellar. I think she was consistent. I think that's what definitely made her win.
Yeah.
She was consistent about this thing of inclusivity, and I think that was the winning speech for sure.
Amazing. But she was her dresses, Bonang dresses. I don't know if you want to take us through that.
Stunning. Yes. I did a little rundown on that. I felt like every year she tries to have like a sort of subtle theme, and this year I definitely felt like she was going for like this Greek goddess vibe. A lot of this draping, a lot of gold, metallics, stunning looks, as usual. I mean, what can we expect?
Definitely a powerhouse. Khumutso, do you have anything to say about pageants where you don't
want to know? I'm trying to have my swimsuit. I'm going to have my swimsuit. So that's
why we have swimsuit.
But manje, I was thinking to Tango's sneakers juice. So, like, tell us more. Isn't this controversial? At least I'm a reader now. I told a picture of what you witnessing that Puma good pageant.
I mean, definitely from what I was saying now, when it comes to, you know, Mia's little moment, that's one thing. But I would say we are seeing a shift with the Miss SA. They're definitely struggling to keep relevant in terms of how people are going to deal with scandals. You know, how do we accept a different Miss Africa? Because God knows, if it wasn't Shadima's situation, maybe it would have been, hey, we can't have a deaf Miss SA. So I definitely, you felt it in the energy, even just asking people on the red carpet, like, okay, so how do you guys feel about Shadima? Hey, you could see people tense up. It's quite the scary situation. No one is asking him about that. So when we, as times I came there saying like, what is going on with how you guys are feeling about Shadima? Was it fair? Was it going, like, everyone was scared.
We were scared.
Yeah.
In case you missed it, here's a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your top two, and finally the moment we've all been waiting for. We have the results, and in the event that our brand new Miss South Africa cannot fulfill her duties, the runner-up will step into her role. Ladies, are you ready? South Africa, a new queen to represent us all. Our brand new Miss South Africa 2024 is
now staying with pageant news, former Miss SA contestant Chidima Adetshina, who withdrew from the pageant after her eligibility to represent the nation was questioned, will now be representing Miss Universe Nigeria. What are your thoughts, Tango? She had a lot of backlash from South Africa, and Nigeria invited her to say, you know what, come and represent your country. Come to Nigeria and contest for the Miss Universe Nigeria. What are your thoughts? And she has accepted.
There's a part of me that's like a pageant queen where I'm like, oh, world peace, Sana, it's fine. Go have fun. Do what you like. It's great. You know, diversity. But at the same time, I'm like, why Nigeria? Because, you know, the issue of her, where she belongs, is really in Mozambique. So for me, it was a bit odd that she said yes to Nigeria. It's at the same time, I'm like, I get Nigeria because they're playing chess. They want to win that pageant at Miss Universe, because if they have Chidima and she wins their Miss Universe, they basically are in the back, because if this girl doesn't get anything up there, it's basically going to say, also, you all don't want to include anyone.
So okay. I want to find out. So what is it? Kahlahle uChidima gazi ukuthi uyiNigeria or Mozambique, right?
I think okay, uyazazi, but the problem that's happening now is we're seeing someone struggle with a common problem in this country, and it's, who am I? You know, what is my heritage when there's something awkward in Zegleo? So I think in this case, it's Nigeria playing chess in terms of winning a pageant, and it's her going, listen, this is a dream of mine and I'm going to accomplish it. I'm not mad at her, but it's a bit confusing.
Complicated.
Well, it is complicated, but Tango, what you are saying is, with Chidima as a contestant, Nigeria has a chance to take Miss Universe.
Absolutely. I think so. I think, you know, you want a winner who's going to create headlines, a winner that's going to have an issue that is relatable to so many people, a winner that, you know, is a standout from whatever year before. This is how someone like Zozi won, as for example. It was groundbreaking to have this kind of different beauty. So recently. So Uchidima definitely sent that chance. I mean, we could see a finale where, if they do send Umiya, we could have Chidima and Mia go head to head, and we'll see. It's the battle of the South Africans.
That will be interesting. The battle of the South.
Oh, I would love it. Oh, I would love it.
It would be amazing. But tell those people who are saying that Chidima is looking like she's a bit desperate to win a title. And there's also a bit of people from Nigeria. In South Africa, the whole debate about her representing the nation was the fact, there were questions whether or not she would be able to embrace the South African culture. She was born here, she was raised here. The same question stands for Nigeria. As much as she is of a descendant of someone who is from Nigeria, but when it comes to Nigerian struggles, will she be able to represent that country on a global stage?
I mean, this is what needs to be tested now as she goes through the pageant, or even before. I think it's a little bit unfair to the ladies who have entered and they've gone through the process, and now they need to be ready and sharp. The same way she went to Crown Chasers and she did pretty okay. But if now a Nigerian from Nigeria comes in and goes, well, I want to be Miss SA without that Crown Chasers experience, it's kind of a bit unfair, you know. But at the same time, I think it's a little exciting to see, will this change the way Nigeria does pageants and maybe some other countries? Like, hey, if you're in South Africa and you're part of, you know, your heritage starts here, come compete for us.
That would be amazing. What do you think, Klaus?
I'm American.
Do you think she's the best representative for Nigeria to represent them on the international stage? Or are you just waiting for the swimsuits?
No, like... No, like I want to find out. I mean, I'm still puzzled up. I don't know what she's Mozambican or she's Nigerian, but okay. Manja, I to go Miss in Miss Nigeria Universe.
Miss Nigeria Universe.
Mm. Yeah. I think there are elements of desperation, because she was humiliated, and now we can see, now we share a different opinion about what happened, what transpired, like South Africa with regards to her. But yeah, I think one of my elements of desperation.
Yeah. While we have different views on this matter, Adetshina has accepted the invitation from the organizers to take part in the competition. Take a listen.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chidima Vanessa Onoi Adetshina, and I cannot start off this video without expressing my gratitude to the incredible people who have shown me so much love and so much support. Now, I have received an invitation from the Silver Bird Group, who are the organizers of the Miss Universe Nigeria Beauty Pageant. And I say this with great excitement because I have decided to participate in the Miss Universe Nigeria 2024 Beauty Pageant. Now, I understand the expectations and responsibilities that come with this title, and I am so excited to embark on this journey. And I just want to say thank you so much for this opportunity. And I'm looking forward to participating in Africa's most prestigious beauty pageant, Miss Universe Nigeria.
Moving right along, Metro FM's Tiwa Touch is set to release a gospel album. He's collaborating with Grammy Award-winning Zex Bantwini on the said album. Guys, what do you think? Tiwa Touch.
Comment.
I won't lie, I'm a little bit excited for this.
Okay.
I think it's so Tiwa Touch to just do these things where we're all gonna be like, WTF, Wenzani, like, what's going on? What is the thinking? Zex has done gospel.
Yes.
I'm just interested to see, because Tiwa really has been leaning into his faith. You know, yes, it's there with his family. We've reported on that before. I'm just curious about how is he gonna tackle this. What's his role going to be? Because he's never actually performed. Hmm. He's found amazing performers before, but we've never actually seen Thibaut, as far as I know, performing in any way.
What do you think, Kumut, about Tiwa Touch taking the mic?
The interesting part, Guti, I wonder what you're going to do with the horn. Pop, 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 gospel, like him and I. Like Maroni Sirus Note, I don't know. Would he be producing or what? Because he never said much, but just
about
said,
his role.
Yeah, but he said, him and Zex, they've recorded one song, which is soon to be out. Then they were soon going to be completing an album, gospel album. In fact, he said a prayer album.
My thing about him though, Tiwa will say something and then it's a completely different thing. Because if you remember, we had that hotel or the accommodation place, and it wasn't even owned by him. But if you saw most of what he was saying,
goodness.
It's like, oh, I'm opening this new place, it's mine. And it's like, no, actually,
maybe it's a businessman.
I think it definitely is playing the businessman vibe. But we'll probably find he just, you know, helped write a song. When they play, and they also say ad libs, like, oh, guys,
but
got
I think
DJ
you're
Khaled.
Right. But I think you're right. So throw my DJ Khaled vibes in that.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he's giving us a bit of DJ Tira where he will be featured in the song. And oh, he does my
then actually credit for Chiki Chikta. I'm a royalty.
Beyonce made millions out of that DJ Khaled album where all she was like, hey. So what's to say we won't get a nice little amen from Tiwa Touch here?
Oh man. Moving right along, we have Michelle Ndamase broke her silence this week to address the claims of her being in an abusive relationship with businessman Leroy Sidambe, who denied abusing the YouTuber. Well, if you remember earlier this month, Mihlali shut up trends list after she shared images of her bruises on her forehead, lips, and under her eye. I don't know if you guys had seen the story or her post on Instagram where she has shared that she was in an abusive relationship, and that she's beginning a journey of healing and taking care of her psychological well-being. Because from her note, it's like she had suffered a lot of psychological downfall in that relationship. Humuzo, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts is that I think money is a problem. Because... No, I'll tell you why. Mine is the problem because they were dating for, I think, 2 years or so from 2002. Then they broke up last year, apparently in October. Then we as Chisa Life called Mohlali and Leroy. I think you still remember. Then they said they are not back together. Then suddenly they are back together. Then now, if we had to ask Mohlali, what happened to your previous comment to this story now? What led to you to go back to Leroy? You'll find that Mali was the problem. Mm. But my view is not... it's not a justification of what she endured.
Yeah.
But I think with like from an outsider looking at what's happening between her and Imani played a huge role. Maybe Bamnishi Mali or Tale Waba violent. All I know an abuser, Utala Shao Takal, Ninunak push. Like man just say figure la there's no going back unless fully case Wanagaguti. Serious in GPV in this country because nangapa you find that Ulroy apparently ama associate wakhe they don't want him being associated nomhlali dala bamkhuza nomhlali so now the relationship yabo itenza i business still yaka Leroy so hence I'm saying money is the problem la because now you wouldn't be surprised maybe in 2 months later.
Yes, you're reminding me of an interview I had with a psychologist once and asking them about, you know, how do you escape an abusive relationship? And I remember them saying, you know, you have people who are in that kind of relationship, it takes them about 7 to 10 tries before they finally get out. And it's because of what you're saying, Landuguti, they will do these small things. You know, how Lechobeko is jealous of you, stopping friends with her. You need to stop doing this thing on this thing. Try this way. They make their lives the most important thing in your life. And so maybe we're seeing that from what is happening to Mikhail at the moment, where whatever abuse he's doing or whatever things he's doing on the side, it's making it very hard for her to exit because kuna le mali that she needs, or she thinks that she needs certain things from him, whether imali or not. So it's one of those difficult things I think a lot of women and men who experience abuse have to deal with.
And I'd like to say, my view is that you know, Leroy, I think he's a manipulator because now we are going to search HIV. My Instagram bruised, Then you start using a reverse psychology. Okay, let me say she was under a certain substance. Then.
It's a joke now. So you can imagine as someone who's going through that.
So now you wonder, Guti, last year when they say they are breaking up, one of them was under substance. That means only one got a substance. So, you know, this word substance, wherever she goes. It's a meme.
It's a meme now. People use it as like a little small meme. And when your life's a joke, no one's taking you seriously.
Yeah. I think let me just remind our listeners just our comments on this matter. They are just general and in terms of looking at other factors that contributed to abusive relationship. But it's quite a complex relationship and we really do not know what actually happened because we have Mihlali on one hand posting pictures of her bruises. And then we have Leroy reverting saying that she actually came to my house and she took a knife from the kitchen and she was chasing me. And then we have Mihlali saying, I will admit I was in an abusive relationship. And I think her statement, it was not necessarily blaming Leroy of anything, but it was sort of trying to describe or summarize everything that which went down in that 2 year relationship. She did not deny the allegations that which were made that she took a knife and tried to chase him and all of that. But she said, I have a problem. So she's saying, I need help. And I think also as a society, how people responded to it, like you're saying, Tango, people are making memes of her saying that she's under substance. Out of all that trauma story that which we had, is that what we're taking away from this? The fact that we can make a meme out of a person who's saying, I need help.
I think people who social media are hazardous towards each other. So a serious issue like this, then we turn it into a meme. Mm. It says a lot about mentality elapha ku social media. Hence, I'm not on Twitter.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know, we're still struggling to figure out what to do with celebrities when they have real personal issues that come into the light. Because, Tina, we have the privacy to go through whatever we're going through quietly at home. We can keep it secret. One, they don't have that privilege to do so. So when we observe situations like this with the Mhlali, I think it's a reminder of just how little help they can get.
Mm.
So, yes, we don't know whose side of the story is the truth at the moment. Yeah. But even in the process, my gosh, it's going to be a lot.
It's going to be a lot. I would say just from outside analysis, both parties need psychological interventions. They are quite important. I think in our society, we don't speak enough about how therapy is important, because there's certain things that happen to a person that prompt about an unusual behavior, whether it's someone who's being abusive. But why are you being abusive? Where is it coming from? There's always a root. So I will just remind our listeners to say, seek help when you see you losing control. Seek help when you see you abusing someone. Seek help when you see you are being abused because there's a problem. Let's have a listen to Mhlali's open letter.
So I have written you guys an open letter and I hope you are willing to hear me out. Let's get started. I come before you today with a heavy heart and a sense of responsibility to address a matter that has been circulating and has deeply affected me. It was with great vulnerability that I admit I was involved in a toxic relationship. This relationship started off verbally and emotionally harmful, and matters quickly escalated to it being physically harmful. I, unlike others, can take full accountability for my involvement in the toxic dynamic. One can only keep quiet for so long after tolerating gaslighting, aggression, emotional abuse, manipulation, obsessive behavior, and control tactics employed by an individual. Tactics used to distort my perception of love, which led me down a path of pain and torment. The scars of this experience run deep, and the trauma continues to echo in my personal life and in my business. Such cases can be complex, escalate gradually over time, and difficult for some to understand, especially if they have no personal experience. However, that does not discredit or invalidate my story as I have lived it. It is imperative for us to educate ourselves on the nature of emotional abuse, gender-based violence, and the devastating impact it has on families, individuals, and communities. Despite the darkness that has clouded my past, I am filled with hope and determination to embark on a journey of healing. I am committed to seeking the support and resources necessary to get the help I need to reclaim my sense of dignity and self-worth. Through my healing journey, I hope to inspire others to speak out, seek help, and break free from any toxic environment, as nobody deserves it. Thank you so much for listening, guys, and I really would like to humbly ask that you respect, support, and understand me as I navigate this challenging journey towards healing and empowerment. And to everybody who has reached out, concerned about my safety, my well-being, and sent words of encouragement, they do not go unnoticed, and I truly do appreciate it.
Now, in some more sad news this week, Crown Gospel Awards founder Zanele Mbokazi died on Monday. A statement shared by Zanele's husband revealed that the Crown Gospel Awards founder and Ukhozi FM presenter died in the early hours of Monday in hospital. I mean, what a legend she was from the early days. Presenting shows on SABC. She's always been vocal. I mean, what do you think, Khumutso?
In Durban, they label her as a hustler. A hustler because she used to make things happen. Like if Ufuna DJ Swoo to come to my Gospel Crown Awards, let her ban. she did that. And abantu base Durban that time igoli kakhulu kade bangasalisebenzisi, like abo spoke kade bale, but this lady kade bale ma Gospel Crown Awards, ma Future Leaders Awards, like she was an inspiration towards abo abantu base Durban kakhulu kakhulu, like as usho Sneke ukuthi from Dala TV shows nani nani, even now kade sikanesonto yabo ukuthi angitshengithi she's a hustler nini nini sayokukhuza FM. Ziningi izinto azenzile nomama, ziningi. Like, nawe ungathi uyabheka uzoba uthi Carol Bauer. Carol Bauer vibes ke lo mama. Serious? Yeah, Carol Bauer vibes. Like, she's there ebantwini, but she's not there. But umsebenzi wakhe uyawubona, uclean, urights.
Do you think we still have people like her in the communities now? Because I mean, that's a big loss.
That's a big loss, Ju.
Like, there's not so many people who are like her, like what you're saying, that though she's not there, but she'll make things happen for people. We have a lot of people taking a credit or people's success who don't always help you from out of the heart. But also what I'm taking away from you, Khumudzo, is that she was the driving force in terms of entertainment at Durban. She tried all she could, and also bringing in business and getting Durban to be buzzing.
I'm a woman summit, Oyster Box, the hotel. Oyster Box.
Very ritzy place.
Let abo abo Rebecca Malopo buses ana. Like go buy stamp unje. Hello, mama. Lo, but it's sad, man. Lente actually family ake. I don't think it even is or would be the same when it regarding ama women summit, like ama women initiatives. But in Jenje, I gotta be right. Plus, namhlanje it's a memorial service, HENF, Durban Church, Isonto Lake. Then on, I think, Saturday, Durban ICC, the funeral proceedings will start from there. Then Meron Hill. Cemetery in Pine Town. So that's why she'll be laid to rest on Saturday.
May her soul rest in peace. She had fallen sick in 2021, and the singer died this week. We wish her soul to rest in peace, and may her family be comforted by all she had tried to achieve in our society, and all her good doings in Durban and trying to drive the economy and bring about spotlights into the gospel industry footprint in KwaZulu-Natal. And it's definitely there. KwaZulu-Natal is one of the biggest provinces that give us gospel artists. Now, in lighter news, I'm still the beer brand.
Premiered its
groundbreaking new show, Friends of I'm Still the Challenge. Khumuzu, you were there. Tell us more.
Nandi. That's all I can say. I saw man's a puzzle laugh. Hey.
Khumuzu, you're on a job.
That's right.
What did you do?
Hey, baguette, Lisa, no man. 6 pack a month. Yo.
That's all you drink was water.
Yeah, pela, tomorrow I need to wake up for
holy water.
For msebenzi, I won't present the rights.
Lala.
Yeah, I'm going to call the beanie. Oh, hey, I'm still. It's a show, the challenge, Friends of I'm Still Challenge, where I'm a group of friends. They meet up. One team is I'm a defender, the other team, I'm a challenger. So yesterday we watched the first episode, which included consisted of Casper and his friends. Then there's another team, I'm a defender, group of contestants, Lava Baketiwe, I'm still. So they were playing ama games, like at some point Kona Lava Buzuti, what is Tengo's mom's name?
You?
Yeah, but like your friends needs to answer that question.
So they were playing Amstel's Friends Like These.
Yeah.
Friends Like This is back, everybody.
Yeah, then yeah, but LKG, Lerato Kanyago, Behind the Text. Then there's Velu Lawrence Malika as in a presenter. Then Kona Nala Bakbuzo Uti, which one is Sne Shriver's we can get away. But there's a ma, eat on busy for there's Caribbean, there's safari,
and like none. This.
Then, mm-hmm. yeah, then, but each game in a ma, na 20 points.
Okay.
Then at the end, Baveza I Amakamu Amstel. Then that's the last game there. Baveza Amakamu Amstel. Then if you get any question wrong, ba minus from your points.
Mm.
But if you hamba kahle, maybe you so jump U M, you're going to S, then we get the question wrong, they minus that S.
Okay.
So that's how it works.
But the interesting part for me, I want to ask. So it's celebrities that embarked on this challenge. Are they real friends? Were they able to get the answers right? Do they know each other?
But first episode, Casper lost, and Casper was a challenger. No, was a defender, I think. Yeah.
So he didn't know his friends.
No. Ngoba at some point, bambus go to ban mamaga gamganuakyo. But I game zebra is mamazala.
Wow.
Then it came to a point, but then he answer yavela kuti no. Actually, mamaga dumuntu Millicent. But man, you should have told me that your mom is Millicent.
So then, maybe it's a guy thing. You guys don't ask each other's mother's name or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but
but it's a cultural thing as well. Like Ngena, actually.
Then go corner the Eza episode involve u Big Zulu and Usjava. Then they pose that same question. Bani kamalaga mama Usjava. Hey, but who gasa. So it got that apparently it got that 10 ngoba yazi ama cultural differences.
Yeah, because it's like match fixing. If you're gonna ask me about something that personal, guys, you want me to lose.
Yeah, definitely I agree with you, Tango. Let's take a listen as to what went down at the launch.
And what prompted us was quite interesting. So Friends of Amstel, the challenge was inspired by our Friends of Amstel experiential event in Clapco. And what our aim was to basically take Friends of Amstel nationally to reach as many people as we could. So outside of the confines of the event space. And what this gave birth to was Friends of Amstel, the challenge. So really taking that onto the TV space and allowing us to reach millions of consumers in their homes with the same amazing themes of friendship and music and quality beer. So really getting to engage with our consumers in the comfort of their own homes, but really driving that brand message. So connecting with our audience in a very unique way.
We're here today for the screening of the new show. I had a great time shooting the show with my friends. We got to know each other, and I definitely think that it made our friendship much, much stronger. So all thanks to Amstel, Friends of Amstel. It's been amazing. Being part of this has just been an amazing experience. I'm very happy and excited to be here today.
So I was featured on the Friends of Amstel episode as one of the defenders, and my experience as a whole was mnandir. Like, but more than anything, it was so challenging because the competition after all, you understand, and we had to bring our A game on. And shout out to my friends for making sure that we win those challenges, because we took over the show. I can't wait to see my episode.
Now to wrap things up, White Oster Mapapute has refuted claims that he is bedridden. Real name Sandile Ngwenya, known for his hit song Izinja, Mapapute was reported to be suffering from health issues. But this week, Khumutso Mokganedi wrote a story saying that the star is all right. What's happening? Is he okay? Is he not?
Utu setebe, marumbana ngatu ya pick up. Because when a payment know something or a payment kwa yangaz, but I think we are pick up. Have you seen the clip?
No, but I'm now also curious, because it's like you've been covering it so consistently. Mm-hmm. So what have you been noticing? Is his health declining? Yeah. Is his health going up? What are the people around him saying?
This is the first time I see him ever since. But you're cool.
Okay.
Like from that video clip.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. I can say he's pick-upping. He's showing signs of progress. Because now you can't be bedridden, but ngapu yaphema. You understand kuthi nikotini ogenza ndaphakathi. Obviously, izoyehlisa somewhere. But nje, I think we are pick-up. And ukuthi ufike kanjani eDurban, what is he doing there in Durban? But the interesting part in that clip was that he said, if khona umuntu ofuna ukumbhukha November, December, he's available. That's the end of that video clip.
Which gives sort of indication that he has not been well, but he is on a road to recovery.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring cultural context back into the situation because this is a guy. Yes, and, you know, I remember writing a story about how men just don't go out and seek medical help.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, he's not doing the same thing right now where he doesn't want to admit, hey, I have an issue. I'm not feeling well. No. So he's choosing the opposite. Book me November, December. I'm ready. I'm good now. I'm out in Durban. It's a good time. Nothing wrong with me.
Yeah.
But I think that video, what prompted him to post that video was that other media outlets on Sunday, they reported that his situation is getting worse. So I think he got the adrenaline just to record that video clip, just to assure people that he's
I'm so happy.
And of which now I can see with a pick up. So now
but also the smoking guai really proved that.
He was like burning too. Change at the Durban must mean, but he better than goopy. So
Because my thing is, I don't know what he's trying to prove. It's coming off a little bit desperate and pushy that you're trying to show us by smoking that I'm so healthy. Like no, I think let's just keep honest with what's honest, and if it isn't an issue, then I think he would have been quiet.
Or maybe he's taking advantage of the spotlight to say everyone is talking about my health. I'm not going to divulge on it because it is my medical health. But however, you can book me. I mean, he has not been in the spotlight for a long time.
Around the festive season.
Please bring it. Please book me. So to everyone who is preparing events, Mapaputsi is available. He has given you indication. He has given you a signal.
But I'm available.
I'm available. take a listen to that clip. Maybe you'll hear for yourself if he's well or if he's not.
Hey, my blabber. Matumano same petini. Angzwanga. I'm in a set of Benmos. I'm a funu poker. Book. See you soon. I'm in Durban having a good time. Hey, my blabber. A funu teen. But come among. I'm in Durban. In the way I have a good defend me from a moon to Lily Pansy. I don't know. Often a poker. November, December. It's Pagat. See you soon. Hola. Bah!
But Mapaputsi, we're wishing you well if you are listening to this. And I'm hoping by December they will book you so that you can make some money for your own family. And that brings us to the end of this week's edition of the Chisa Pod. Remember, you can find our latest podcasts on and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also find us or follow us on social media platforms at Chisa Live. The Chisa Pod is a Times Live production, and our producer is the amazing Demi Buzo. I have been your host, Sinesi Bashraiva. Until next time, goodbye.